The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul.
Cyberspace is a place that only a human being locates, where there's so much information to take. Then you enter an entirely new place. Once you get off the internet, become World Wide Web.
Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind. I'm your host and facilitator, Junius Ricardo Stanley, inviting you to stay tuned for interesting interviews, news you can use, and programming designed with you in mind. Free your mind, the rest will follow, right here on the Cyberspace Sanctuary, on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Zone.
Cyberspace is the place. Cyberspace is the place.
We're all in this thing together.
You're listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind, on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul with your host, Junius Ricardo Stanton. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind, on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul. My name is Junius Ricardo Stanton. We encourage you to stay tuned, and we thank you for logging on and sharing your time with us. We have an exciting lineup today, several guests. We've been out and about traveling around the country, and we're going to share some interviews with you from exciting people who are doing outstanding work and making a positive contribution to the overall culture and society. We'll take care of that following these messages. Don't go anywhere. You're logged on to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind, on Rainbow Soul on the Blake Radio Network with Junius Ricardo Stanton.
Greetings to the Internet Radio family. This is Reverend Valentine speaking. You know, for nearly 30 years, I have had the distinct experience of being interviewed over every medium of communication available to the public. And except for the metaphysical underground, I can think of no other electronic venue that has been more progressive, more innovative, more insightful, more diligent, more diverse in its demographics, and more courageously supportive of the truth than this ever-growing phenomenon called Internet radio. And this is precisely why I'm here to tell you that it is so vital that you give your wholehearted support to it. Tell a friend. In fact, tell 2, 3, and 4 of your friends. If you are a business owner, support Internet radio by telling your customers and constituents all about it. Let them know that there is a legitimate and important substitute to all of the prefabricated, super-censored garbage polluting our public airways today. Don't allow the mass media to continue to treat you like a mindless consumer drone. Enhance your awareness. Indulge your critical thinking, your reasoning, and your analysis. Do as I do. Log on, listen in, and then let it be known all about your internet radio experience. Chimatep, beloved family, thank you for listening. Walk in light.
Hi, I'm Junius Ricardo Stanton, inviting you to join me in financially supporting the Blake Radio Network on a regular basis. We need your continuing patronage to help the Blake Radio Network remain alive and thriving both now and well into the future. There are several easy ways you can send your contribution. To use PayPal, click on the help link on the Blake Radio Network's website at www.blakeradio.com, or you can go directly to the PayPal website and click the send money link. Type in rainbowsoul@blakeradio.com as the email address and Unlimited Ventures as the payee. Then follow the instructions. To send a check or money order, make it out to Unlimited Ventures, care of Neil Blake, and mail it to 73 Ireland Place, that's Ireland Place, Suite 109, Amityville, Amityville, New York, 11701. It's easy, painless, and uncomplicated. And you'll feel great after doing it, knowing you're keeping the Blake Radio Network alive and on the cutting edge of media technology. I'm Junius Ricardo Stanton, thanking you in advance for your support. And as we move into this segment of the program, I forgot to inform you that we started off the program with our message in the music from the Mighty OJs. Nice piece entitled, "We're All in This Together," and that's a fact. We're all on this blue-green ball we call the Earth together, and so if we don't work it out, find a way, as Martin Luther King said, to live together as brothers, we'll perish together as fools. So we have to find a way for the collective to
stifle the psychopathic ruling elites who only succeed and only can do and be what they are and do what they do because they keep us discombobulated, divided, distracted, and disinterested. So we got to wake that. So we have to wake up and change that. We were out and about last couple of weeks. We went to the Grand Chapter meeting, the 80th Grand Chapter meeting of the Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. We're a member. We've been a member for almost 45 years. And this was our 100-year celebration. So we've been celebrating all year. We had a National Founders Day in Philadelphia, and I enjoyed that. I'm a member of the local Philadelphia alumni chapter, and my wife and I went out to Indianapolis and had a good time taking in the sights and being in the mix. And we saw a couple of brothers who are authors, S. Earl Wilson, and one of his books is It's Cotton Blossom Time, and it's about the Cotton Blossom Singers out of Piney Woods School. And his wife is one of those singers, a former student there at the Piney Woods School. And he was selling several books, and one of the books I purchased, It's Cotton Blossom Time, and the book proceeds go to benefit, a portion of them go to benefit the Piney Woods School. And also Robert Jackson, No More Excuses, Black Men Stand Up. We spoke briefly with both these brothers in the fraternal sense, and as well as being black men, Africans on this planet and on this plane at this time. And we were at the 14th annual Heal Thyself Garden Party in Philadelphia. We'll hear from Wellington Christian, who's an herbalist, and he's started a new venture in a collective and collaborative entitled Herbal Health Initiatives. We conducted an interview with him, and then we'll hear the lecture he gave at the Heal Thyself Garden Party. So we have a lot for you, as always, and we just encourage you to sit back, relax, and learn. You're logged on to the Cyberspace Sanctuary on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul. My name is Junius Ricardo Stanton. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with our Kappa authors, S. Earl Wilson III and Robert Jackson. And following that, we'll hear Wellington Christian. Stay tuned. All right, we're speaking to Samuel Earl Wilson III, who's an author, and he's here in at the 100th anniversary conclave for Kappa Alpha Psi, and one of his books is It's Cotton Blossom Time, and it's the story about cotton blossom singers who travel throughout the country raising money for Piney Woods, which now is one of only two African American boarding schools. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. I finished high school in Hattiesburg, Mississippi in 1950, and then went on to Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. Came out of there in 1955 and received a master's degree from the University. I was the first black person to get a master's degree in science from the University of Southern Mississippi in 1970. And I'm an ex-school teacher. I taught school for 40 years. And now I'm just a writer.
Well, nobody's just a writer. You're a writer. So how many books have you written so far?
Nine. I have one more on its way.
Now, you told me some were self-published, some you've been picked up by a publishing house. Now you're getting ready to go back to self-publishing. Why?
Yes. Self-publishing, you have the freedom to do things the way you want
to. You call your own shot.
When you don't self-publish, when you're picked up by a publishing company, you have to follow some of their guidelines. And I don't particularly like their guidelines. For instance, if this book is Cotton Blossom Time, all the photos that I have were put in a certain section. I like my photos throughout the book.
Dispersed throughout the book, right.
Dispersed throughout the book.
Now, so you had no say over the layout of this particular book?
No.
No, okay.
No, they chose that. They also chose the picture on the cover, which isn't bad, but it's not the one that I wanted.
Mm.
Now,
this is a book that you're using to raise money for Piney Woods School?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a website?
Yes.
All right. What's your website?
I don't remember. But it's easy to find me. All you have to do is go to the internet and look for S. Earl Wilson III. Barnes & Noble carries my book. Amazon.com. Any legitimate bookstore can pick up my book.
People can order it in bulk? Do you do e-commerce on your website? In other words, can they order it on your website?
I do have it on the website. I'm a little old, so I can't remember everything.
So you say you got another one in the pipeline. What's that about?
Which one?
You say you got a new book that you're working on. What's that about?
It's strange. I'm doing black nursery rhymes. It says that Mother Goose talks about Little Jack Horner. You talk about the cow that jumped over the moon, but never have I read a nursery rhyme about Afro-Americans or black people or Africans.
Mm.
And so I've created some. And this book is being typed by my typist. I have not sent it in to the company yet, but I say perhaps in about 2 or 3 months, it'll be out.
All right. Is it going to be illustrated? It's for children?
It's basically for children.
Right, right.
But I said from 9 to 90. Mm-hmm. You'll enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have email? How can people get a hold of you?
Email?
No, how can people get a hold of you just for information? I'm trying to rush because I see you got some business here. I don't want to hold you up from your business.
Okay. All you have to do is, I'm going to Ex Libris again. Ex Libris is the
electronic publishing company. Right.
I'm going to them. Then just take it from there.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
all right, now tell me the details about Cotton Blossom. 70% of the proceeds go. I'll be finished with them in a minute, brother. 70% of the proceeds go to Piney Woods, right?
Yes.
All right, now tell our listeners what Piney Woods School is. They might not know.
Piney Woods is a school in Rankin County, Mississippi, founded in 1909 by a black man named Lawrence C. Jones, that just finished the University of Iowa. He worked his way through the University of Iowa and decided to come to Mississippi to cast his lot with the poor, ignorant, black people. I hate to use the word ignorant.
They hadn't had formal education.
Right. Yeah. But in that part of the county, black folks couldn't read, they couldn't write, they couldn't figure. They could take their crops to the store, and the guy could say, well, Sam...
Well, most of them were sharecroppers? Or they had their own, they owned their own
most
farm.
Most of them were sharecroppers.
Right.
Only one or two might have had their own land. But they couldn't read, they couldn't write, they were superstitious. And Lawrence Jones decided that he would do something about that. He got off the train with $1.60 in his pocket, a Bible and a watch, and a little suitcase. And when he was there, he was donated 40 acres of land and a sheep shed by an ex-slave. That's where he began his school, the Piney Woods Country Life School. He taught two students how to read in the sheep shed. If you were to go to Piney Woods today, you would find about 16 buildings worth millions of dollars, 1,800 acres of land, and black students still learning.
Right. And 98% of them go on to higher education, right?
99% of their graduates go to college. 99, sometimes 100%.
Yeah.
Now, my wife went to Piney Woods when she was a young girl, maybe 10 years of age. And she stayed at Piney Woods for 10 years. She was younger than 10. She stayed for 10 years. She became a Cotton Blossom thing. Now, what am I talking about when I say Cotton Blossom thing? Piney Woods and Lawrence Jones' early days had to survive. In order to survive, they had to have money. One of the reasons that they survived was to come back north, like Indiana, Illinois, places like the Midwest, basically, mm-hmm. and ask and beg for money, basically from white people. And some responded, some didn't. But he kept afloat. In 1914, Lawrence Jones brought his bride to Piney Woods. She also was an educated Negro from the North. Grace Jones was her name. She said, let's take some of these kids with us when we go north to beg for money. And she organized a group of singers, and she named them the Cotton Blossom Singers. And she would take them to Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. And they would sing before Kiwanis Club, Lions Club, Banks President Club, and churches. And they would take up collection after they would sing. And that kept Piney Woods afloat. It proved to be a very prosperous thing. At one time, at least 12 groups went out, all bearing the name of Cotton Blossom Singers. And they survived. In the 1950s, a lady came and she changed. There used to be male quartets. There were mixes of males and females. And she changed the Cotton Blossom Singers to six young girls, about 12, 13, 14 years of age. And these six girls traveled the United States of America, even into Canada, singing. I named them the Sensational Six. And they raised more money for Piney Woods School than any Cotton Blossom Singers ever.
Now, is your book about them specifically or about the whole history of
it? It's about those six girls during the 1950s. I do tell a little history, especially for people who don't know anything about Piney Woods. And one of those six young girls was my wife, Ruby Burke. So I've been hearing her talk about Piney Woods since we've been married. And we've been married for 53 years.
Good for you, girl.
And she is in the book.
Oh, okay.
Her story
okay.
is
She's right on the front row.
Right. And there she is now.
Okay. All right. Again, they just have to look for Samuel E. Wilson III on the internet.
S. Earl Wilson III. You can look for Samuel Wilson, but the S stands for Samuel. And any bookstore can get it. Any book. Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, your local bookstore, anyone can get it. Or online, Amazon.com, Borders.com.
Okay. All right, this brother's been waiting here patiently, so I'm going to let you deal with him, and I'll give you some money for your book. Hold on. Thank you.
Okay.
We're speaking with Robert Jackson, who is the author of No More Excuses, Black Men Stand Up, here in Indianapolis at the 80th Grand Chapter Meeting of Kappa Alpha Psi. Brother, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to write that book.
Well, a little bit about me. I pledged at Epsilon Rho Spring 90, Western Kentucky University. With the Indianapolis Alumni Chapter now, I'm the Kappa League Chair, and I'm also the strategist. I grew up in a single-parent home, didn't have a father, didn't have a lot of guidance, so I decided to write a book, man, about some of the struggles I dealt with as a young person in hopes that I would help other young men that were coming up behind me. As you know, we have a lot of young men lost, but we have a lot of older men lost, too. We're not reaching back. We're not teaching our kids as we should. We're not being the mentors that God intended us to be. So I'm encouraging black men to stand up and come back and claim our kids back. Take care of your families. Go to work. Get a job. Stop trying to go pro in sports and go pro in your academics. So it's just a book of encouragement. But more importantly, get on your knees and start praying and find God. God is the answer to everything.
Now, did you self-publish this book?
Yeah, the book was self-published because I shopped the book around to all kind of publishing houses. Nobody wanted to take it on. They weren't interested, so I said, hey, we're going to self-publish. You know, and God is good, man. We self-published. We've been doing well.
Okay, how can people get, you have a website?
You have a website. It's robertjacksonmotivates.com. robertjacksonmotivates.com. They can get on my website, get any of my books, workbooks, DVDs. We have it all.
You have other books too?
Yeah, I have No More Excuses, Black Men Stand Up, got Solutions to Educating Black and Latino Males, and No More Excuses, the workbook. We also have DVDs.
Yeah, I saw you got some DVDs, okay.
Yes, sir.
So when did you write the book, and how long did it take before you got it published, and how are you doing with distribution?
I wrote the book a few years ago. It took me about a year to write the book because I didn't write every day. But it didn't take long to get it published. You know, I just did the research, and it took me about 6 months to get everything together. Distribution is going well because I control distribution.
Right, right,
you know?
Right.
So getting a lot of bulk orders. I speak all over the country, so if you're interested in bringing me in to speak, RobertJacksonMotivates.com, that's what we do.
Right. Now, they can get everything they need to know about you and your inventory on the website. Right?
Everything's on that website.
Okay.
If you want to book me, you want to order my materials, you can read my bio, you can Google me, or go to my website.
Okay. Now, were you an educator?
Yes, I was. I taught in Indianapolis public schools. I didn't like what I saw in the school system. I seen teachers failing our kids. So that's why I decided to write that solution to educate black and Latino males.
Okay. Now, what, in addition to this book, No More Excuses, Black Men Stand Up, it has an accompanying workbook. How does that work? Is this a, like a 40-day type thing, or the person who has the book, they read the book, and then they do the exercises in the workbook?
Yeah, the chapters go with the actual chapters in the book go with the workbook. And they can actually do exercises on self-control, anger management, talking about consequences of living a thug life.
Mm-hmm.
Are you part of the solution or the problem? Imagine yourself at age 21. So it's a self-help book.
Right. Now, I used to be a probation officer, and a lot of my clients, I was a juvenile probation officer. You just mentioned self. Imagine yourself at 21. Even though I was dealing with young people 16 up to 20, a lot of them didn't think long term. It was like today and today only. So how are you getting, what kind of response are you getting to that message from young people?
Well, I'm getting a positive response, actually. We have to start speaking things into existence. I get a lot of parents said, I would get that book for my son, but he's not going to read it. Well, if you keep saying he's not going to read it, he's not. You have to speak it into existence. And if you start speaking into existence, it will happen. I get a lot of young men who don't like to read. They will read the book, and it's changed their lives. I got the testimonies on my website. Go check it out.
Mm-hmm. Well, where's the farthest you've gone to do a motivational? Do you do workshops, lectures, what? Farthest you've gone?
I do workshops. I do lectures. In 2 weeks, I'll be at Harvard. 2 weeks from today, I'll be at Harvard University in Cambridge speaking to an urban education conference on solutions to educating black and Latino males. I speak at churches, I speak at conferences, I speak in the alley if I see a group of young men. I mean, I go wherever I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a message to pastors. I had a pastor tell me that I can't get these men in the church. Well, if you can't get the young men in church, take church to them. Go to the streets. God didn't preach in the church, God's preaching the streets. We have to go back to the streets and get our young men back out of there.
Mm-hmm. Now, you say you do bulk orders, so people that have, say, GuideRide programs, Achievement Academies, mentoring, tutoring programs, they can order bulk?
Yes, they can. I wrote the book as a GuideRide, Kappa League type of literature because a lot of folks don't have any guide to go by when they have these young men and they're mentoring. That's what my books and workbooks are for. If you have any mentoring program, even outside of GuideRide and Kappa League, anytime you're working with young men, you need to get a copy of this material.
Okay. All right. One more time, give us your URL, and you have a contact, a phone number or anything, or you just want to go through the website?
Go through the website. Email address is robert@robertjacksonmotivates.com. You go to my website, robertjacksonmotivates.com. You know, come to my website, email me, give me a shout, check out my materials.
Okay, bro. Thank you, man. Thank
God bless.
Thank you. Stay strong, black man. All right. Okay. Now, I don't have any cards. We're speaking with Wellington Christian of the Herbal Health Initiative. We're here at the 14th Annual Heal Thyself Garden Party, and we just want to find out a little bit about him and what he does and what services he offers. So welcome to our program, brother.
Thank you very much for having me. My name is Wellington Christian, but it's not just me. We all have a new organization now called the Herbal Health Initiative. And what this is, it's a network of medical alternative practitioners who specialize in the research and development of all-natural formulas to help people with different illnesses.
And where are you located?
We're located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. People can contact us through P.O. Box 36778, Philadelphia, PA, 19107, or they can call us at 267-444-4624.
All right, do you have a website?
At this present time, we don't have one up and running yet, but we're in the midst of getting
process
putting it together.
One, yeah.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so how long, what type of modalities do you treat, what do you do, and who are your consortium? Because you introduced me to two people earlier, and they walked away. So, but that's okay.
We handle a lot of different types of ailments. We do a lot of allergies, asthma, bronchitis, emphysema. We also do lung cancers. We've done quite a bit of tumors, and we've been very successful with them. Likewise, diabetics. We handle a lot of diabetes, a lot of asthma, tumors.
And a lot of respiratory issues are on the rise in our community. Have any idea why that is? And is it a generic kind of thing, or is it individually specific?
Part of it is the lifestyle. Smoking is one bad thing.
Right. What about environmental factors?
Environmental pollution, yes. There's a ton of things going on right now. Mm-hmm. And there's no one way of being able to pinpoint exactly what's causing this, that, or the other in each and every single case. But we do know over the long haul, for example, asthmatics, for example. Even foods have been found to trigger problems in them.
Some of it is psychological, because I know I had a relative that anytime she was under stress, she would...
Well, when it comes to asthma, you've got three different causes. You have, allergic, emotional, and idiosyncratic. Allergic asthma is typically caused by two types of issues, seasonal and perennial. Some people who suffer asthma attacks only on certain times of the year, usually because they're allergic to that particular pathogen.
Right, right.
Common example that there will be dust particles
and
tobacco smoke.
And stuff like that.
That's called perennial.
Okay.
Those who suffer
okay.
with seasonal attacks, like in the ragweed of the fall, pollen of the summer, and they oftentimes overlap with allergies. What we have found out that we put these formulas together, people in many cases have no more attacks whatsoever.
Right. Some now, is this all formula, or do they have to change their lifestyle?
No, all formula.
Okay, so in other words, they can be in a toxic environment, take your formula, and not be impacted by the toxic environment?
That's been known to happen. Back in February 2010, we were fortunate, a local newspaper here called Philadelphia Weekly ran an article, a 300-page article on us, and it discussed situations with people who had asthma, diabetes, tumors, what have you, and they took the form and they no longer have any problems.
Okay.
Now, we can't guarantee that in each and every single case,
right?
But across the board, we're doing really, really, really well.
Now, are these proprietary brands, or these things that you make up yourself?
No, we make them ourselves from scratch.
Right.
We don't use nobody's blend. We don't use nobody's prefabricated anything.
Okay, so you're not a retailer. You develop them yourself.
Absolutely not. We're a manufacturer, retailer. We do our own.
Mm-hmm. Now, but is this unique to the person that comes in to see you?
Definitely.
Or is it generic?
Definitely. Because, number one, we're one of the few people that make sure we give you what you need to have. One of the problems today with these stores and what have you, even when they all have the really good stuff, it's really enough of it to do them any good. And that's number one. Number two, more often than not, it's cut up with stearic acids,
fillers,
purified water,
like that,
glycerin fillers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not doing anybody any good.
Mm-hmm.
We give you the real deal.
Now, is this in teas or is it in capsules? How's it?
Sometimes we all have to use the capsules.
Right.
Most of the time we give you the form of the drink. And I'll be the first one to admit,
a lot of
it's not the best tasting stuff in the world, but we try to deal in results.
Yeah, especially since in this culture, everything is either highly salted or highly sweetened. So, when we were growing up and they used to give us that nasty castor oil,
Was one thing that was a staple back in the day. And the reason why castor oil was so effective, because the oil is so heavy that once it's ingested, it pulls off all the phlegm and mucus and whatnot in the trachea as it goes down. And then once it undergoes digestion in the stomach, that oil is so heavy, it lines the intestinal wall, preventing any reabsorption of any fecal water. Being that it blocks reabsorption, you have no choice but to eliminate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the tried and true things that was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And it still is one of the best things to use until this very day.
Okay. So how did you get started?
I'm 50 years old now. I was starting out 7 years old. My father, my grandfather, they were all allopathic healers themselves.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 7 years old, I witnessed my father heal my mother of pneumonia. At the age of 7, I remember the doctor saying, "What did you do to my father?" Because they could not believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Her fever was broken. I went to school that day telling my second grade teacher, Ms. Takon, as my dad could make a fever, I didn't know what a fever was. At that time, I was only 7. But since that time, quite as today, I know a fever will only occur once the body has infection. As the body's natural means of trying to
eliminate.
The problem is, the fever that you have, the temperatures will be high, but rarely are they ever high enough to destroy the suspected pathogen. If they were high enough to destroy that, sadly, it will probably destroy you as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with the fevers. My father took notice of my exuberance to what he did at the tender age of 7, so he started to teach me,
So you grew up in the rural area, you saw
No, I grew up in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I spent a lot of time in the rural area,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Summers were spent down in the mountains in Amherst, Virginia. My father, I remember him showing me how eucalyptus was used to make the mixed vapor rubs.
Mm-hmm.
And they used real eucalyptus back in those days.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that a gel or a plant?
Eucalyptus is a plant.
Mm-hmm.
But they used oils from located within the plant.
Oh, okay.
To reduce the expectorant that's used to manufacture mixed vapor rubs. But now today, they've gotten away from that. Now they're using menthol.
Okay,
and menthol is really a poor substitute for eucalyptus.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just give you an example.
So what was in mustard roll? Was eucalyptus?
Mustard roll had mustard oil in it.
Oh, okay.
And that was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even see mustard
pasta anymore.
That was some good stuff.
But
the problem with the mustard oil, for a man, it's okay. We put that on a woman's chest, we'll pull all the skin off of her. You need to cook it down in egg whites and put it on a female.
Oh, okay.
But we do flashes from time to time when necessary.
Now, do you focus on maintenance or chronic or acute conditions?
We take it as it comes.
Mm.
More often than not, we do focus on chronic stuff more so than acute.
Mm.
Because usually what happens is when people come to us, they all have problems with severe asthma or the diabetes or the tumors, what have you. And 99% of the cases we only get them because the doctor stuff didn't work.
Right, okay.
That's why we wind up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we encourage anybody and everybody to go online and you can look me up, Wellington Christian, Philadelphia Weekly. And it's a 3.5-page expose where we talk to a number of people who had all kinds of horrific illnesses. And I thank God, knock on something hard, we were able to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And till this day, as far as I know, they've had no problem since.
All right, now, in addition to the respiratory conditions that are on the rise in our community, obesity and diabetes are just killing us, literally.
Absolutely
and figuratively.
Right.
So do you get the people in a stage where they're at an advanced stage and then they reverse it to the point they don't have to take the insulin, or how do you do it?
Everybody we get is in an advanced stage.
Okay.
We never get nobody in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
All of our tumor patients, all of them were stage four,
mm-hmm.
every single one of them. And doctors of the heart, I would say 99% of the time, we all get them back.
Mm-hmm. So you don't use, like I see you're next to somebody who's doing Reiki, so you don't use those type of modalities at all? It's strictly herbs?
We address these different diseases like opponents. We know how they are, we know what they do. And being that we are able to track the intermission phases of these diseases, we know what they're after. So we know how to pull the bottom out of them before they make the next step. That's how we do that.
Now that's getting ready, that the PA system is interfering with this. So give us your email address, your phone number, and then your address.
All right. Anybody interested in contacting me can contact us at Herbal Health Initiative, P.O. Box 36778, Philadelphia, PA 19107. And or call us directly at 267-444-4624.
Okay.
Grace, it's Professor Griff. You're listening to Junior Ricardo Stanton. Straight up, we're teaching you all those things you need to know from the neck up, all right? We're definitely doing a checkup from the neck up. This is Professor Griff from Public Enemy, the ex-minister. I'm out. Peace.
Stands for Human Immunodeficiency Virus. The term is used to describe infectious viral organisms that impart an associated immunological disorder, or more accurately put, a deficiency, which is used to result in an increased susceptibility for opportunity to be. In and as a result, the agent virus is comprised of six integral components, and histologic examination reveals the following.
You're right, sorry? It's okay. No harm done.
think the virus is in the system. The body's white blood cells go after you. Unfortunately, they don't have the ability to terminate the virus. But once this happens, what then takes place is the virus begins to destroy more and more of the CD4 cells. As that happens, the superimposed infection, if you use the new function opportunity season, gets to a certain cell. It also becomes surveillance. Within the human body, we have more than 5 different types of superimposed infections, commonly known as opportunity diseases. I do not have the time today to go into detail with each and every one, but I'm going to list all 5 categories that perpetrators have been able to use to know about. The first category is the fungal infections. Here, you deal with mold, spores, and weeds. There are ills and borders that are around. There's virtually no escape from it. And being that none of us can increase our exposure, we all have to increase our resistance. And the only way to be able to do that is to first recognize what it is up to. When it comes to the fungal infection, there's a total of 6 of them. I'm going to recommend them all 4 today. Some of you may wish to do your own research for your own hands, but I'm going to give you the names of all 6 of all the 6 fungal infections are present in your HIV control now. Now, although I don't have the time today, I'm going to exactly see what each one of them. I'm going to hit them with a little bit so you know who they are. Number 1 is aspergillosis. Number 2 is blastomycosis. Number 3 is candida albicans. Number 4 is toxoplasmosis. Number 5 is cryptococcus. Number 6 is cryptococcus. Now, before I go any further, while it's fresh in our mind, I want to have you know the one thing. Anytime you see the suffix osis in anything that you're reading, bear in mind that suffix means status or condition. Whenever you see the word osis, it always put a status or condition. But usually it's connected to an abnormal state of illness. Now, when these 6 fungal infections here, the first one, the aspergillosis, this one here is a rather mild form in the head. But this one here causes eye sockets, ears, nasal sinuses, and the lungs. It also sometimes forms as the pneumonia. The second one, blastomycosis, when you have that one there, that causes enlargement of the lymph nodes. Number 3, candida albicans. That's the normal step of the fungus located in the vagina and the gastrointestinal tract. What happens with candida albicans is oftentimes the overgrowth of resident organisms. And this type here oftentimes invades the skin when it's not humidity. It's under the stress of not growing. The 4th one, toxoplasmosis, that's the really nasty one. The fifth one, cryptococcus. This particular bacteria has a particular symptom for central nervous system, and it causes ataxia and inability to coordinate muscles. The 6th one, histoplasmosis, that will cause unsightly lesions on the face
this is now for that. Now, I say this here so you will have a general idea as to what may be happening if you or loved ones are going to come down with any type of these bacteria. That's the first class. The second class of bacteria we're going to deal with is the neoplasia. I'm referring to as the focus of focus. Now, Kaposi's sarcoma is another obstetric disease people with HIV and AIDS oftentimes come down with. Kaposi's sarcoma typically affects HIV positive individuals from Mediterranean descent, such as Arabs, Italians, African Americans, known for their affected by this one. But the components of COVID which you have is multiple successions of red blood cells that form the living nodules. All of our people will actually reveal themselves in the left surface and the middle of the skin layer. People think they'll have skin cancer, but not only is it skin cancer. It's truly the fault of the fat vessels and the blood vessels of the body. The one problem with the components of COVID is that you're diagnosed with that, that's a clear indication I've increased this and for certain previous presence of tumors. So you want to make sure that. Something about tumors while I'm going to tell you about that. Tumors are first and foremost cellular mutations. They know they do not belong there. But once you do that, it's formed, they're fighting to save their life just like you are. The problem is they're fighting to survive at your expense. Tumors have the ability to think the body of a reinfected unfunctional blood supply. And once this happens, the tumor can explode with minimal other organs and or the so-called emotions. Any event that you see, enough of treatment, the one taking you out of here. But we all are able to help you with that, but that's what we're taking. The main category that we deal with is the protozoa. I'm going to get to that one too. The protozoans are a subkingdom class of organisms within the body. Typically, they fall into one of four classes: amoebas, cilia, flagellates, and sporozoans. The amoebas are any one cell animal that moves about and rubber through the changing shape of the body. The cilia are protozoans that have hair or part of all of the organisms. The third type is a flagellate. Those are the organisms that look like four, but two are five. But the one that looks like the African American community, the single most important one that has been fighting is the numerous screen pneumonia. That's the one that African Americans are very highly sensitive. The reason why that particular protozoan is so dangerous is because, number one, it does require sexual fusion to induce its multiplication. Those particular protozoans, this particular most organism, occurs from 2 to 8. But once they are born, and understood, they are in everybody. Every man, woman, child born, that's what goes over his head. If the nucleus is strong, they can hold it down. But once it's been compromised, you don't have any necessary protection to deal with the area you're handling. So with this in mind, what happens is, this protozoan forms loosely fit cylinder cells. And in time, it will literally clog the lungs and air sacs to the point where you can't breathe. And people oftentimes die from cardiac arrest and from asphyxia and those who are suffering from pneumonia. But we are able to help you with that, should that be the case. The fourth class that we deal with is the parasites. Well, a parasite is anything that lives within, upon, and or at the expense of an
brother, and you can love the beautiful person you are. So find the love for others. When you're with parasites, you will be positive. There are two primary ones that are always remember. Number one is called cryptosporidiosis. That is the parasite that is in the testicle tract of everybody. And once a person is immunocompromised with HIV or AIDS, what then happens is that particular parasite will start proliferating of itself to the point where the person will start to experience extreme episodes of intestinal cramping and oftentimes severe explosive diarrhea. And the only way to eradicate that is to get that particular parasite out of the gland. And we all are able to help you with that specific as we can. The other, well, the other parasite that we deal with Oxoplasmosis. That particular parasite is in all feed, roads, land, pork, birds, it's in all my meat. And it's very important if you are boiled, dried, and for further cooking your meat, it's important for you. Because if you don't cook your meat thoroughly, that particular parasite will get awakened, and tell us about the meat, and what you ingest, it's more of a formalization. Will turn to our body. In fact, people with dementia diagnosed with full-blown cancer, more often than not, it's that same parasite that's in your brain carrying a whole body. So, the first thing you're going to do is start making sure you thoroughly look at all of your feet. The second thing you need to know about toxoplasmosis is also frequently in cats. So, if you own cats, be very careful as a handling. Make sure you thoroughly wash your hands because these cats can pass through toxoplasmosis and their fluids. And if you're not careful, you can't go back. Another thing you need to be aware of with toxoplasmosis is also in guarding sources. So people need to be able to avoid guarding activities as much as possible. But there again, you need to come down before you use toxoplasmosis. Contact us, we can help you. The fifth category we deal with is the viral infections. Here we deal with viral nanoviruses, Epstein-Barr, herpes simplex, herpes varicella, lots. There again, these are some antibiotic particles. Today we now know that viral nanoviruses tend to find young HIV positive individuals 19 to 30 years of age. Epstein-Barr, probably the different fluid. Also, do not like that symptom. And that particular virus is found in the oropharyngeal, which is a fat portion of the mouth and throat. This is what that was done to the dogs. It's also referred to as chronic fatigue syndrome. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time picking up all of the different viruses that occur in the body, but suffice to say what I'm saying. The bottom line here is once you understand what the virus does, what the virus does to the system, they go down to one thing initially and one thing only. The problem is, one thing goes after is the very thing that you need to shield you from opportunity to reach. Now, we now know that being in five classes, we're able to track for a lot more easier, and we can handle without using powerful medications that almost destroy the system in the process. Because the human body was never designed to consume some of the compounds which destroy the blood, the liver, the kidney, and the spleen. Because the bottom line is this, once you use these heavy duty holotype heavy chemicals to destroy this virus, here's what all of us are going to happen. Once you do that, even if you are successful at terminating the virus, once you destroy the bones, the blood, the liver, the kidney, the spleen, you're right back to square one. The only difference is before, your immune system was not properly protecting from opportunistic diseases, but now you did that, you took the medicine, but now in many cases, what's going to happen is now your body cannot cope and process things. There's a reason why our liver and kidney things are referred to as the vital internal organs, because they are absolutely essential for the filtration of poison, waste, toxins, and human in the body. And once you destroy them, you're right back to spread more. You're lost the blood for anybody. You can work with them. Now, there again, you can put out any type of issues we can help you with that. But as a Christian, we have a new problem. Our board is over there. Those who want to get more information about us, feel free to ask me any questions pertaining to what we're doing here. And we are trying to get together sometime in the next month or two all of the major media issues in Philadelphia. We want everybody from Action Aid and the Bashy, Joe Cat, One Day at a Time, Gabriel Dolomite, Billy Mike. We're trying to assemble all of those things together and see what else can go ahead and get the success cleaned up. That's exactly what it is. I thank you for your time. Any questions? Feel free to contact me afterwards. Thank you very much.
Is a place that no army with artillery invades, where no military.
You've been listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind on the Blake Radio Network with Junius Ricardo Stanley. Thank you for logging on. We invite you to tune in again and engage in mental decolonization. Free your mind, the rest will follow.
That no corporation incorporates, no denomination faith dominates, and no court is going to try any.